been more than 3 months since the Senate passed the campaign finance overhaul legislation sponsored by Republican John McCain and Democrat Russell Feingold. Today, the House is scheduled to debate a companion bill, but a late-night parliamentary maneuver may derail the bill before the debate even starts, NPR's Peter Overby reports.
On every major bill that the House debates, lawmakers first have to agree on how many amendments they'll consider and which ones. The House Rules Committee gets to decide those questions. And late last night, the Rules Committee decided to make things difficult for the campaign finance bill sponsored by Republican Christopher Shays and Democrat Marty Meehan. The committee broke up a carefully balanced package of amendments that Shays and Meehan had put together, a package that they hoped would tweak the bill enough to win a majority. Instead, the Rules Committee decided the amendments should be considered one at a time. That way, the balancing act will collapse. Some Democrats on the Rules Committee opposed Shays-Meehan, but the committee was acting, as always, on behalf of the Speaker, Republican Dennis Hastert of Illinois. Hastert, like other Republican leaders, is against the bill. Throughout the day, Shays was worrying aloud about what the GOP leadership might do.
If this bill goes down, it will be the fault of my own party. That's where the blame will lie.
House leaders had said that today Shays-Meehan would be debated, amended, and probably voted on. The Rules Committee decision throws all of that into question. Before anything else can happen, House members have to vote to accept the Rules Committee decision. It's so routine, years can go by without a rule being defeated. But today, this procedural vote will be a showdown vote on overhauling the campaign finance system. Shays said that he'll vote against the rule. Last night, Senator McCain was lobbying other House Republicans to vote no, too. The advocacy group Common Cause was calling for a no vote, and Minority Leader Dick Gephardt was mobilizing Democrats. John Feary, a spokesman for Hastert, said that just proves the reformers know they're going to lose.
The reason that Mr. Gephardt's talking about bringing down this rule is because he doesn't have the votes for his alternative. And that what they want to try to do is delay this, which is quite ironic because they're the ones who said they want us to consider it in the first place.
But there were also reports that Shays-Meehan was gaining momentum. One group being wooed by both sides was the Congressional Black Caucus. Some caucus members don't like the bill's central provision, a ban on so-called soft money. That's the term for the big contributions from corporations, unions, and rich individuals to the party committees. Caucus members say that wherever soft money comes from, minority districts need it to get out the vote. There's a Republican alternative to Shays-Meehan that wouldn't ban soft money at all, but merely put a loose cap on it. Its sponsor is Bob Ney of Ohio.
What on earth, in my opinion, is wrong with a union or a corporation giving a donation and they use that money to we all want people to register to vote.
This is attractive to some Black Caucus members. So Democratic leaders have been offering them a stronger party commitment to voter mobilization. Gephardt met at least twice yesterday with Black Caucus members. Another meeting was set for this morning. Maryland Democrat Albert Wynn is co-sponsoring Ney's bill, but he was vague about how many of the 35 caucus members were with him.
Members have indicated they will support the bill. I'm not going to disclose names, nor am I going to disclose numbers.
And another caucus member, Tennessee Democrat Harold Ford, said Gephardt's courtship was paying off for Shays-Meehan.
I think early in the day you probably had 15 to 20 members who would vote against it, who were prepared to vote against it. At this point, that number is a lot less. I wouldn't be surprised if we're talking maybe 10 members at this point, 10 to 12 members who are still opposed to it.
The Rules Committee maneuver was only the latest twist as House members jockey for advantage. Reformers are now in the odd position of trying to keep their bill off the floor. If they fail, the debate opens and Shays-Meehan faces potentially killer amendments, plus a vote to scrap it entirely in favor of Ney's alternative. And if the House does vote down the rule, Hastert could claim that he'd kept his promise to bring up Shays-Meehan, and that's that. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.